Dann sei get the dumps got now gank yo fun wood to see gaso yan equa
Dallas was getting it see gaso.
And you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you had a beautiful week. Us, we had quite an eventful week. I think actually this was the first time we actually bought Samoan back to back to back in a long time. And let me tell you something, I don't think I'm built for that anymore.
Guy asked, but since we did this 10-day, that's be 10 or 12-day.
I'm burnt out. I don't know how some boy. People, I know we were bragging about, oh, you come up to our territory, you can powwow back to back all summer. And I was like, man, I only lasted 10 days and I feel like I need a month to rest or something. That's a lot.
They only talk about those powwow hangovers, holy, there really are. There really are, because we're sitting here looking like we've been partying for 15 days.
We're looking at each other, just kind of spacing off. I'm not young anymore. I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm really glad that we're back in our own home here and joining you guys. You know, there's a lot to talk about. We actually started off our little powwow trail, back-to-back trail. Us was Enoch. Dallas had something to do that weekend. He had to commit to and fulfill his ceremonial commitment. So me, I took my two little kids. We went to Enoch Powwow. And you got to join us for the last day there, Chido.
I did. It was nice. It was nice to come back. You know, come back and come sing that last day in Muskeg Sekainu. Muskegosik.
We also got to sing for our younger adopted sister's jingle dress special, which was really beautiful to watch. You know, they have their roots. They're not only Cree, but they come from the Anishinaabe people where the jingle dress comes from. So what she had was a woman's sidestep special that was really beautiful to watch. Shout out to all the jinglers there. I got to be the second place pick winner on both sides, which was really cool. And then right after that, we had to make our way down to the Calgary Stampede. And let me tell you something. If you want to go to a powwow, that means all business. And it is like all business. Just literally, it's all contest dancing. That's the place to go. But I think that's what burnt me out, was going to that powwow and then driving all the way to the West Coast to the Squamish Nation Youth Powwow. That was an amazing. It was really awesome over there. I think that was my favorite powwow out of the past three that we just went to.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that, you know, going to Enoch and it was hot. And I know you guys sat there for like 3 days. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Kapegi Sikman, Nigamuinowak, we sit there all day.
You stick around and you sit there all day waiting to sing. And I think one thing I appreciate at Botsumwins, especially, you know, us going to powwows our whole life, is when they have a schedule and they let you know, okay, singers, you can go enjoy supper break or this or that. Or you just got to sit there and play it by ear to see if you're going to sing or not. And I think that's probably, especially when you have a family. When you have a family, I think that's one of the toughest things to do, playing it by ear. Because your little ones, they get restless, especially our kids.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that to finish my story. You sit there all day and then we travel. And then, like we said, we went to Calgary and then we sat there. Well, they had a good schedule, but because the traffic was so bad. And the people, there was so much people there, you had to leave like 2 hours early to get to the powwow.
Just to get a spot close. Yeah,
just to get a spot
because
close.
Because the parking is crazy there. And us, we pulled the Nehyo move both days, and he needed a parking pass to get close to the saddle dome where the powwow was, but we just drove right in.
Was that going back to Siksika Powwow? We were using the Saddle Lake passes
to
get in.
That was you. See, those are all... Those old Cree tricks, we're giving you guys some tips, but we had these powwow passes for Sad Lake Powwow Committee, and Dallas was like, just give me that pass at that, and it was still in our car, and he used it to get past the security at Siksika, and oh man, I'm surprised it worked, but we were lucky enough to park close. That's one thing I think we have going for us, is we always end up parking super close to the powwow, no matter what powwow it is. No matter what, just leave Dallas at the wheel. He'll find a way.
Holy. But then after Calgary and the Wigamagan, we drove all night to get to Vancouver. And even then, we could only rest for like a few hours. And then we had to get ready for the powwow. And then again, it was hot there. Holy man. So we did sit in the heat right from Friday. Then the next day we rested up a little bit. Then the next day was all day, 12 to like 11.
I didn't realize how dusty it was there. But even that, there's certain things I think that are vices to singers, especially when you sing in the heat, when you sing in dust, you know, singing all day, which I'm not complaining because I think that was the first time I was back at that powwow in about 23 years. It sure felt the same. I always say that the energy and the people are just different on the West Coast in BC because their powwows are real laid back. It's not like real about competition. It's more about fun and visiting.
It's not having random messages and saying,
I'm getting mad.
Somebody getting mad at you, random messages. And I'm like, what the?
I don't even know what I did.
All right.
Or you have to say, hey, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean? And then, you know, they have to clarify their message
a little bit. You have to say, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. And you,
that's powwow for you, though.
You have to say sorry out here and you don't even know why. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
And I apologize. I don't know what I did, but I apologize. I think that's one thing, especially you getting into leadership and your Ike Sagega, and I know that first month there you weren't sure handling all that kind of stuff, and I was like you've been dealing with this kind of stuff in powwow for how long, and it just seems like this stuff is a little more extreme in the powwow stuff, but that's another topic for another show.
That's powwow after hours.
highlight, Dallas, what was your highlight of this past weekend
when they had did a spotlight dance there in Vancouver, and then you could see the lights and the mountains there. It looked so beautiful. And,
when the sun was setting.
Yeah, and then when it got dark, you could see the lights. It was so bright on the outside, mm-hmm. and you could see the lights in the hills. You could see the reflection of the moon on the water. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, because where we were is it was in Capilano Indian Reserve, and a lot of people probably don't know this, but there's a few reserves right inside Vancouver, like. You're literally in the middle of a city, then boom, you're in a res. And it doesn't, you know, it's a res because if you've been to a res, you know what it's like. But it's right beside where the ocean is, where the beaches are, and Stanley Park. And it's a really beautiful spot. That was quite a sight, though, to be able to powwow in the middle of Vancouver like that and see those lights. For me, I think my highlight was hearing my family sing. Both at the big drums and also West Coast style, and I thought that was it. Sure was an uplifting moment for me to hear them sing, and I got to be acknowledged that way, and that was something I didn't expect, but it was something that was much needed. And I think that's the beautiful thing about music, is it has that power to move us like that, even if you don't quite understand what's being sung or anything like that. So it could just make you feel something. It's that intent, you know?
No, it is. It just makes me feel good.
I just want to feel good.
But no, that was wonderful to see you be around your family, because for the longest time since we've been together in the Wiegimagan, you talked about Capilano Powwow, and I've never been there, and I've always just heard what through your stories. But to go there and actually see it was really beautiful to see it all.
We have to say shout out to Simon Baker, who invited us out there. He is also the powwow chair or president out there. For you, those of you who may not know who Simon Baker is, so most of you probably do. If you've seen the movie Smoke Signals, he is young Thomas. He plays young Thomas. He's not young anymore, though. Like, he's not Bill now, but he's the one who invited us out there. And you know, they took such good care of us. They had salmon feast, which was delicious. I think that's the most salmon I ate in a long time. I literally ate it every day, which was good, though. I'm not complaining.
And then I know, like, for, like, what usually when you're a host, you get, like, kind of good, like, royal treatment, right? You get, like, rooms, drinks, and meals, right? So Friday, they were just so busy. Saturday, they were kind of more busy. But then Sunday, holy, did they ever feed, like, overfeed us. We just had too much food. We're like, oh, no, give it to these guys. We would start to feed the other groups around us, which is really good, too, though.
Yeah, it was really nice. And my roots, my actually singing roots, come from the time that we got to grow up in BC. And my grandma has her own group. Like, the Salish people, they do have different protocols than our Nahio people here in the Plains. And my grandma's drum group is actually the oldest powwow drum group in that part of Britain, probably BC. My grandma and them started singing at a big drum when my mom and her siblings were just small and they came right out of residential school. And, you know, they started a family drum group and they had adopted family from like Yakima and all over the place who kind of taught them powwow ways and they kept it going. Now you go to BC and you see a lot of drum groups that have stuck around. You have groups like Blackfish and Smoky Valley and what was the other ones that we seen? There's a lot of groups, which enough to have a powwow. There's enough groups in BC now to have a powwow, which is really awesome to see. Because I remember when I was a kid, there was maybe a handful of groups that would show up at a powwow, and that was a lot of singing. But it's really nice to see how much powwow picked up on the West Coast and then all over in British Columbia, and the singers and dancers that come out of there. And I'm really happy to have gone back because, you know, I was talking about the vibes of that powwow and they haven't changed even after 23 years. It still feels the same.
It sounds so cool to hear you say West Coast. Wonder what we are. West, but maybe
we're the prairies.
We're the prairie coast.
You know what? There's actually a debate. I seen a debate about that on Facebook. People were saying, oh, you know, our Nahio people, we weren't really prairie people. We were woodland people. Mm-hmm. And when we would, you know, move around, we weren't nomads. I don't think we were nomads. But when we would move around seasonally to go hunting and, you know, pick stuff, then yeah, that's when we come out to the prairies and stuff like that. I don't know. That's up for debate. I don't know about that part, but that's, I think it's really episode. Cool. That'll be for another argument on another episode.
But it was beautiful being there, and the travel was wonderful with you, especially with you in the Wigimagan. We got to spend some alone time there with our baby. It was nice to watch her dance and have fun.
Our knit dance, though, she only has like a 2-song limit, so I have to time it out how I get her ready, because she wants to get ready real fast, and once you get her ready, she'll dance for only 2 songs, and it's take off her stuff right now, so you have to time it out. I got her out there, though, for a couple of her tribals. She didn't quite make it the tiny tots because it was hot, and she wanted to get underdressed. But I think that's the beautiful thing about being a part of you know, this lifestyle, being a powwow person or singer or dancer, is being able to share that with your kids and travel with them, and it becomes something normal for them. Because I can honestly say every single summer of my life, this is how I spent it, was going to powwows with my parents. My parents actually met through powwow, at a powwow. Me and you actually met through powwow singing too, and that's something we've been doing ever since we met. So I think that's pretty cool.
Well, it's been 16 years, my man.
This is our 16th summer, not years.
Oh, man, wow.
16th summer together.
16th summer together, but not years. Geez, I'll try to wrap that around my head.
15 years together.
Oh, geez. Okay. Now you're confusing me.
16th summer, though. So we didn't complete the summer 15 yet.
15 years, 30 years in spirit land. Holy man. But no, it's, you know, me all sinna ayapu, you know, there's no place like there's no place like Kiwigiwan. It's nice to be
Kiwigan. Kiwigan is where you live.
There's no place with Kiwigan. I get confused with that when I say Kiwigmagan, right? Because it's pretty close, Kiwigan.
Well,
right?
that's the cool thing about that. Kiwigmagan means somebody you share home with, you live with. And Kiwigan means like my home. So Kiwigmagan. That's what we talk about when you break down words and create. That's really cool.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of, as you heard me, I was having a little struggle there with those words, but
struggling. I'll pray for you.
I'm you for me, gagishmo.
I'm man.
Nuigimagan miosin. Nuigimagan. Nuigi.
Sorry, guys. We're just waking up here.
Kiwigiwigawan. I'm just happy to be home, so miosin.
I know, me too. It's always nice to come back to home, especially if you've been gone for almost 10 days from it. But we hope you guys enjoyed today's show and stick around right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.